शांति। Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada is seeing three lines of special fortune sparkling on the foreheads of all the children everywhere. Today, Bap Dada is seeing three lines of special fortune sparkling on the foreheads of all the children everywhere. Everyone's forehead is sparkling with the lines of fortune. Everyone's forehead is sparkling with the lines of fortune. So Baba is now speaking about the three lines of fortune. One is the line of fortune of godly sustenance. One is the line of fortune of godly sustenance. The second one is the line of fortune of godly sustenance. The second is the line of the fortune of the teachings received from the elevated teacher. The third is the line of fortune of Srimat received from the Sadguru. In fact, all of you have plenty of fortune, lots of fortune all of you have, but nevertheless, Baba is today seeing these three lines. You are also experiencing the sparkling lines on your forehead, are you not? You are also experiencing the sparkling lines on your forehead, are you not? The most elevated line is the line of the sustenance of God's love. The most elevated line is the line of the sustenance of God's love. just as the Father is the highest on high, just as the Father is the highest on high, so godly sustenance is also the highest on high. So godly sustenance is also the highest on high. So few of you receive this sustenance. So few of you receive this sustenance. And all of you have become worthy of this sustenance. And all of you have become worthy of this sustenance. This sustenance is received only by you children, only once in the whole cycle. This sustenance is received only by you children, only once in the whole cycle. If you don't receive it now, you can never receive it. If you don't receive it now, you can never receive it. This godly sustenance, God's love, and godly attainment is experienced only by a handful of souls out of millions. This godly sustenance, God's love and godly attainment is experienced only by a handful of souls out of millions. All of you are experienced, are you not? Do you have this experience? You have experienced the sustenance, the study, and also Srimat. You have experienced the sustenance, the study, and also Srimat. You are experienced images. So, can you always see this star of fortune sparkling on your forehead? All the time, Baba is asking. Can you always see the star of fortune sparkling on your forehead all the time? Or does the sparkling star sometimes becomes a little dull? It should not become dull. It should not become dull. if the sparkling star becomes dull, do you know what the reason for that is? Do you know what the reason is for that? Bap Dada saw the reason is Bap Dada saw that the reason is, so why does the sparkling star become dull? Baba is telling the reason. Bap Dada saw that the reason is you have not become embodiments of remembrance yet. You have not become embodiments of remembrance yet. You think that you are a soul, but you become an embodiment of the thought. You don't become an embodiment of the awareness so much. You just become the embodiment of the thought that I am a soul. But you don't become an embodiment of the awareness of this. Unless you always remain an embodiment of remembrance, unless you always remain an embodiment of awareness, unless you always remain an embodiment of remembrance, you cannot have power, because this awareness brings power. An embodiment of remembrance is an embodiment of power. An embodiment of remembrance is an embodiment of power. So this star of fortune sparkles little. This star of fortune sparkles little. So ask yourself, what you are. So ask yourself what you are for a longer period. Is it an embodiment of thought or an embodiment of awareness that I am a soul? By being an embodiment of thought only, you think very well, I am this, I am this. You think very well, I am this, I am this, I am this, I am a soul, I am a soul. You know, you think this very well. But because of not having that awareness, so it's only in your thoughts, it's not in the awareness. So because of not having that awareness, waste thoughts and ordinary thoughts become mixed in your thinking. So because of not having that awareness, waste thoughts and ordinary thoughts become mixed in your thinking. In fact, if you look at it, your eternal form, is the form of awareness and power. Your eternal form is the awareness, is the form of awareness and power. Your form is not just of thoughts, but it is the embodiment. In the beginning too, that is in golden age, in the beginning too, you receive the reward of having been an embodiment of awareness at this time. In the beginning too, you receive the reward of having been an embodiment of awareness at this time. So eternally and originally, you are an embodiment of awareness. And at this time, at the end, and at the time of the confluence age. So you are the embodiment of awareness eternally and originally, and at this time too, at the end, and at the time of the confluence age too, you are an embodiment of the awareness that I am a soul. So in all three aspects of time, at the beginning, eternally, and at the end, you are an embodiment of awareness. You are not an embodiment of thoughts. This is why Bab Dada told you earlier too. This is why Bab Dada told you earlier too, to become an experienced image at the present time. To become an experienced image at the present time is the elevated stage. You consider yourself to be a soul. You have the godly attainments. But there is a big difference in understanding this and experiencing it. So understanding is not a big deal. That's why Baba was saying, but to experience it, that is important. So you consider yourself to be a soul. You have the godly attainments, but there's a big difference in understanding this and experiencing it. An experienced image can never be deceived by Maya. An experienced image can never be deceived by Maya or experience any sorrow either. The games of Maya that you see every now and again, or the games that you even play yourself, are because of the lack of being an embodiment of experience. The games of Maya that you see every now and again, or the games that you even play yourself, are because of the lack of being an embodiment of experience. The authority of experience is the most elevated. The the authority of experience is the most elevated. Bab Dada saw that some children think about this, but that they have little experience of being an embodiment. Bab Dada saw that some children think about this, but that they have little experience of being an embodiment. In today's world, the majority of souls have become tired of seeing and hearing. And wish to have some attainment through an experience. Only those who are experienced can give an experience. An experienced soul will always continue to move forward. It will continue to fly. An experienced soul will always continue to move forward. It will continue to fly because an experienced soul constantly has zeal and enthusiasm. In an emerged form, so check have you become an embodiment of experience of every point? Is the authority of experience visible in your every action? Is your every word and every thought based on the authority of experience, or is it simply based on your understanding? So is your every word and every thought based on the authority of experience, or is it simply based on your understanding? One is to understand and the other is to experience. To speak about the points of knowledge for every subject can also be done by outside speakers who give many speeches. to speak about the points of knowledge for every subject can also be done by outside speakers who give many speeches. However, to become an embodiment of the experience of every point, means to be an enlightened soul. To be an enlightened soul. There are many who have yoga. There are many who sit for yoga. But the experience of yoga, there are many who have yoga. There are many who sit for yoga. But the experience of yoga means to be an embodiment of power. And so it's not just sitting and doing yoga, but then the experience of yoga means to be an embodiment of power and an embodiment of power is recognized. And an embodiment of power is recognized. How do you recognize that you have power of yoga? And the embodiment of power is recognized by being able to invoke a particular power that is needed at that time. So it's recognized when you're able to invoke a particular power that is needed at that time, and becoming an embodiment that is free from obstacles. So at that time you're becoming an embodiment of power. So that's recognized by being able to invoke a particular power that is needed at that time, and then becoming an embodiment that is free from obstacles. If even one power is lacking, if you speak about it but are not an embodiment of it, then too you can be deceived at that time. If you need to have the power of tolerance, but you use the power to oppose, you cannot be called yog-yukt or an embodiment of experience. So when you have to use the power of tolerance, you use the power to oppose. So at that time you cannot be called yog-yukt or an embodiment of experience. What would be the sign of you being an embodiment of awareness and an embodiment of experience in all four subjects? What would be the sign of your being an embodiment of awareness and an embodiment of the experience in all four subjects? So what will be the experience? In your stage, you would have the consciousness of being an instrument. In your stage, you would have the consciousness of being an instrument. So, in your stage, you would have the consciousness of being an instrument. In your attitude, you would always have pure feelings, soul-conscious feelings, and altruistic feelings. So in your stage, you would have the consciousness of being an instrument. In your attitude, you would always have pure feelings, soul-conscious feelings, and altruistic feelings. In the atmosphere and in relationships and connections, in the atmosphere and in relationships and connections, you would always be humble. You would always be humble. And your words, would always be pure and gentle. And in your words, and your words would always be pure and gentle. These specialities would be, the natural nature at every moment of one who is an experienced image. It will be natural nature. At present, some children sometimes say, I don't want to do this. But it is my old nature which makes me do it. But it is my old nature. So some children say, I don't want to do this, but it is my old nature. Your nature naturally does that work. So your nature naturally does that work without your thinking. You don't even have to think about it because it's your natural nature. Your nature is naturally doing that work. So check yourself. What is my natural nature? What is my natural nature? If I have even the slightest trace of my old nature, then by it, being used again and again, it becomes a firm sanskar. So if I have even the slightest trace of my old nature, then by it being used again and again, it becomes a firm sanskar. So, in order to finish the old nature and old sanskars, even though you want to do this, then by it being used again and again, it becomes a firm sanskar. So, you have to finish the old nature and old sanskars. But if you are not able to finish, then even though you want to do this, you're unable to do it. What is the reason for that? What is the reason for that? You have become knowledgeful in everything. You don't want something to happen and yet it happens. So what is the reason for that? You don't want something to happen but and yet it happens. So what is the reason for that? The reason is there is little power of transformation. You're not able to transform enough. So there's little power of transformation. In the majority, it is visible. It is visible that the power of transformation. Baba, stop there. It means it's lacking. So in majority it is visible that the power of transformation is lacking. You understand it, you speak about it, and if you were all asked to write or give a lecture on the topic of the power of transformation, then Baba Dada feels that all of you are very clever. And you would even give very good lectures. And write very well about too, about the power of transformation. And if others come, you could also explain to them very well. Don't worry, just transform it, you would say that. Don't worry, just transform it. So very easy to say about it, very easy to give lectures about it, very easy to write about it. Don't worry, just transform it, you would say. However, you yourselves lack the power of transformation. However, you yourselves lack the power of transformation. And knowing the importance of the present time, you should not take time to bring about transformation. So, however, you yourselves lack the power of transformation, and knowing the importance of the present time, you should not take time to bring about transformation. It is the power of transformation in a second. It is the power of transformation in a second. Because since you understand that something should not happen, and though you understand, if you are unable to transform yourself, the reason for that is that you think about it. But you don't become an embodiment of it. You become an embodiment of those thoughts for a longer period throughout the day. You only keep thinking. You don't really be an embodiment of it or transform yourself. The majority of you lack being an embodiment of awareness, and so an embodiment of power. You lack this. It is now the time for intense speed. It is the time for intense effort. It is not the time for ordinary effort. So it's the time for intense speed now. It's a time for intense effort. It's not the time for ordinary effort. Transformation in a second means that transformation in a second means that through your being an embodiment of awareness, you should become. So when you become an embodiment of awareness, you should become free from negative and wasteful thoughts in 1 second. So transformation in a second means that through your being an embodiment of awareness, you should become free from negative and wasteful thoughts in 1 second. Why? You are instruments to bring the time and completion close. You are instruments to bring the time and completion close. So, according to the importance of the present time, and since you know that every step has multi-millions merged in it, and since you know that every step has multi-millions merged in it, you keep the awareness of increasing that in your intellect. But you should also keep the awareness of losing that in your intellect. So just as at every step, you earn multi-millions, so also keep in mind that you also keep the awareness of losing that in your intellect. So you gain a multi-millions, but you can lose also multi-millions. If you are creating multi-millions at every step, you are also losing multi-millions at every step, are you not? So now the question of a minute is over. You say to for others that you should stay in a minute of silence, but for you people it is now a matter of a second. How long does it take to think yes or no? It's only a second. So it's a second for you to say yes or no. Don't take 1 minute to say yes or no. So such fast transformation power is required. It should be all done in a second. You understand that something is fine or not fine? Put a full stop to that which is not fine and make that which is fine practical. So how long does it take to think yes or no? It's only a second. So such fast transformation power is required. You understand that something is fine or not fine. So put a full stop to that which is not fine and make that which is fine practical. Now use the importance of the full stop. You know about the three dots, do you not? However, use the dot, full stop, at the right time. Scientists are doing everything quickly. And they are also using the power of transformation a lot more. And they are also using the power of transformation a lot more. So those with the power of silence, now keep the aim. So those with the power of silence, now keep the aim. That is, if you want to bring about transformation, you are knowledgeful but now become powerful in a speed of a second. We are doing it. We will. It will happen. We will do it. No, not these thoughts. So we are doing it. It will happen. We will do it. Means you don't know when you'll be able to do it. No. Is it possible or is it difficult for transformation to happen in a second? Because at the final moment, it will be the paper of a second, not even of a minute. The examination or the test will be only of a second, not even a minute. So only if you have the practice of a second over a long period of time will you be able to pass with honors in a second. So only if you have the practice of a second over a long period of time will you be able to pass with honors in a second. You are godly students. You are studying the godly study, and so you definitely have to pass with honors. So what if you claim pass marks? Oh, what a big deal would it be if it is just pass marks? You have to pass with honors. So what aim have you kept? Those of you who believe that you are to pass with honors, raise your hand. Those of you who believe that you have to pass with honors, raise your hand. Pass with honors. Underline the word honors. Acha. So what will you have to do now if you want to pass with honors? Yes, yes, lower your hand. So they have kept their hand raised. So what do you have to do now? What will you have to do now? A motor, a minute, that's now a common thing. It's now a matter of a second. Not just minute a motor, but a second a motor. So it should be like that. A motor, a minute is common. It's now a matter of a second. Bab Dada is now giving a signal to speed up the machinery of transformation. Bab Dada is now giving a signal to speed up the machinery of transformation. Otherwise, it will be difficult to pass with honors. Otherwise, it will be difficult to pass with honors. The practice of this over a long period of time is needed. Think about it and do it. No, you just think and it should be done. Do not just become an embodiment of thought only. Do not just become an embodiment of thought only. Also become an embodiment of awareness and so an embodiment of power. finish the waste at a fast speed. Finish the waste at a fast speed. Wasteful thoughts, wasteful words, wasteful actions, wasteful time, and wasteful methods and systems in relationships and connections to, and wasteful thoughts, wasteful words, wasteful actions, wasteful time and wasteful methods and systems in relationships and connections to finish all of that. When you Brahmin souls finish all that waste in yourselves at a fast speed, you will accumulate blessings from souls and accumulate in your account of charity at a fast speed. When you Brahmin souls finish all that waste in yourselves at a fast speed, you will accumulate blessings from souls and accumulate in your accounts of charity at a fast speed. Bap Dada has told you earlier that Bap Dada is checking three types of account. Bap Dada is checking three types of account. The account of the speed of effort, the account of blessings, and the account of charity. Account of the speed of effort, account of blessings, and account of charity. However, the accounts of the majority are not that full. This is why Bap Dada is today reminding you of the slogan. This is why Bap Dada is today reminding you of the slogan. Now become fast. Now become fast. Become intense effort makers. Become those who finish everything at a fast speed. Become those who finish everything at a fast speed. Become those who transform the atmosphere with their mind at a fast speed. Bap Dada is pleased with all the children about one thing. Bap Dada is pleased with all the children about one thing. In which aspect is Bap Dada pleased with all the children? All of you have deep love in your heart for the Father. So Baba says, come. Yeah, you passed in this. All of you have deep love in your heart for the Father. Congratulations for this. You have deep love in your heart for the Father. But should I tell you what you have to do by the end of this season? So actually this Murli is of February. So, Baba says, by the end of the season, and you still have time, show one or another splendor of a fast speed by the end of the season. Do you like this? Those of you who feel that you will keep both the aim and its qualifications in your awareness. Aim and qualifications for that in your awareness. So those who have that awareness, double foreigners, will you do this? Teachers will do this, and the youth will also do this, and those in the front row will also do this. So, multi-million congratulations in advance. Okay, what are we going to do now? So, Muni Ben is saying it's the turn of Indore, Aarti Ben and Bhopal to serve. Achha, you arrived here being ever ready for service. You arrived here being ever ready for service. Congratulations. Do something such that all Brahmins should give you thanks, congratulations, and also sing songs of praise. They should do that for you, give you thanks, congratulations, and sing songs of praise. What you have done so far, you are doing anyway, and you are doing it well. Bab Dada continues to hear the service news. And hearing about it gives you love from the heart. Now show some other newness. Now let there be some newness so that everyone's vision easily goes towards Bab Dada. Now let there be some newness so that everyone's vision easily goes towards Bab Dada. It will happen. You have received a golden chance. You took the golden chance for service and you continue to take that every year. And all of you are doing everything very well with courage and enthusiasm. The number that people have come is very good. The number of the people that have come is very good. There are very good Mahaveers now perform such a task that everyone's vision goes towards the Father. Perform such a task that everyone's vision goes towards the Father. There's also a good number of mothers and many teachers too. Achha, make a plan among yourselves. Pandavas, make a plan. Make a plan of wonders. Okay, sit down. You may sit down.
Baba, थोड़े से double विदेशी बैठे हैं.
Baba, there are few double foreigners here. Few double foreigners here. Okay, Baba Singh. Okay, stand up all double foreigners. Or stand up all double foreigners. Oh, they have got a lovely star. You are waving the stars very well. You are waving the stars very well. Bap Dada says that the double foreigners are the special decoration of Madhuban. Double foreigners are the special decoration of Madhuban. When the double foreigners come, Madhuban becomes decorated. Bap Dada loves the double foreigners very much. You are all loved, but Baba loves you because why Baba loves the double foreigners very much? Because you are those with an honest heart. You are those with an honest heart. You have realization very quickly. You have realization very quickly, but now add the power of transformation in it. Add the power of transformation in it. You will add this, will you not? You will add this, will you not? Make an addition of the power of transformation. You do realize, when you realize something, you know about it, and this is why you receive God's love. You are honest, but now make a slightest addition of bringing about transformation too. Is this okay? Is everyone happy? You continue to dance in happiness and continue to sing songs of the Father's praise. Don't you? Very good. Very good. Acha. So this is the Murli of fifteenth December 2006. So, very good. Now, practice this right now. Now, practice this right now. In one second, become free from negative thoughts. Free from waste thoughts. In 1 second, become free from negative thoughts, free from waste thoughts, become stable and concentrate on, become stable and concentrate on one Father and none other, one Father and none other. Are you able to sit and concentrate on this one thought? Are you able to sit and concentrate on this one thought? Let be no other thought. Sit in the experience of concentrating on just the one thought. Sit in the experience of concentrating on just the one thought. Do not take time, just in 1 second. Sit in the experience of concentrating on just one thought. One Baba and none other. Concentrate on this thought. Now, Yad Pyar, to all the children everywhere, who have sent special love and remembrance, each of those children, please accept love, remembrance and blessings from the heart, personally by name. Please accept love, remembrance and blessings from the heart, personally by name. Bab Dada is seeing that this is in, Bab Dada is seeing this is in everyone's heart. Give my remembrance. However, the moment you children have this thought that my remembrance should reach Baba, it reaches Bab Dada at that time. The moment you think about it. This is why Baba is giving all the children love and remembrance personally by their name and their speciality. This is why Bab Dada is giving all the children love and remembrance personally by their name and their speciality. Now, Yad Pyar, to all the elevated children who are always an embodiment of awareness, an embodiment of power, and an embodiment of experience. So, all the elevated children who are always an embodiment of awareness, an embodiment of power, and an embodiment of experience. To those who always instantly put into practice the pure thoughts you have, just as there is the importance of an instant donation, in the same way there is also the importance of instant transformation. So, to the world transformer children who bring about instant transformation, Parmatma Pyar, to the world transformer children who bring about instant transformation. To all the Mahavir children who put into their every action the godly sustenance. To all the Mahavir children who put into their every action the godly sustenance, godly love, godly study, and God's Srimad. To the children who make number one intense effort with their courage, concentration, and unity. To the children who make number one intense effort with their courage, concentration, and unity. Bab Dadas, love and remembrance. Bab Dada's love and remembrance from his heart, and blessings from his heart, and namaste. Love and remembrance from his heart, and blessings from his heart, and namaste. This is the Murli of 15-12-2006. 15-12-2006. Exactly 19 years ago, Bab Dada spoke this Murli when Dadiji was in Sakar. Dadiji left, became Avyakt in 2007. 25th of August 2007.
Shivani. प्यारे बाबा ने तो आज सब बच्चों के भाग्य को देखा और उसमें भी विशेष तीन भाग्य की लकीरों को देखा, बाप के रूप में, शिक्षक के रूप में, सतगुरु के रूप में। कुछ कुछ लकीरें क्यों डल हो जाती हैं? बाबा ने कहा कि बच्चे सोचता स्वरूप बन जाते हैं, स्मृति स्वरूप बनना है, अनुभवी मूर्त बनना है, क्योंकि आज दुनिया में सब अनुभव करना चाहते हैं, सुना बहुत है। फिर बाबा ने परिवर्तन के लिए भी बच्चों का विशेष ध्यान खिंचवाया। एक है परिवर्तन, लेकिन बाबा ने कहा कि तीव्र पुरुषार्थ करना है, तीव्र परिवर्तन करना है। तो बाबा ने बच्चों को प्यार भी किया, भरपूर भी किया और भाग्य की रेखा का भी वर्णन किया। हमारे बीच में Madhurvani group
with in front of us we have Madhurvani group with beautiful words they will present Baba's song the words of the song is the world wants to meet him He comes to meet us. The world wants to meet him, but he comes to meet us. So Baba said in Murli, there are only very few who recognize Baba. There are very few who recognize Baba. So that is why Baba comes to meet us. The world is searching him. And Baba's children are multi-million fortunate. Baba has came to meet children. The ocean of peace comes to spread the peace in the Shanti Van. By meeting you, Baba, it is wonderful. You have we raise our hands and let's thank Baba. Thank you, Baba. Thank you.
इनसे मिलने चाहे हमसे मिलने आए हैं। शांति सागर शांति वन में शांति लहर लहराए हैं।
दुनिया जिनसे मिलने चाहे हमसे मिलने आए हैं। शांति सागर शांति वन में शांति लहर लहराए हैं।
भाग्यवान हम भगवान हमसे मंगल मिलन मनाए हैं। भाग्यवान हम भगवान हमसे मंगल मिलन मनाए हैं।
प्यार के सागर पास में आकर बेहद प्यार लुटाए हैं।
ज्ञान के खजाने पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। डायमंड हॉल में डायमंड जैसे हम बने संतुष्ट मणियां। वरदानों से झोली भर के चमक रही मस्तक मणियां।
डायमंड हॉल में डायमंड जैसे हम बने संतुष्ट मणियां। वरदानों से झोली भर के चमक रही मस्तक मणियां।
ऐसे देव दृश्य का दृष्टि में दर्शन पाए हैं। ऐसे देव दुर्लभ दृश्य का दृष्टि में दर्शन पाए हैं।
प्यार के सागर पास में आकर बेहद प्यार लुटाए हैं।
खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। गुणों की उपहारे दी शिक्षाओं की सौगाते। बीते ना दिन ना राते ये होती रहे ये मुलाकातें। सबके नयन भर आए हैं। ऐसे प्यार पर ओ बाबा हम सबके नयन भर आए हैं।
प्यार के सागर पास में आकर बेहद प्यार लुटाए हैं।
खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। अनुभव कर झूम रहा भोपाल इंदौर। बेफिकर बादशाह बने हम, नाच रहा है मन का मोर। में बनाए हैं।
वाह वाह है बहुत शुक्रिया, अनुभव हमें बनाए हैं।
प्यार के सागर पास में आकर बेहद प्यार लुटाए हैं।
खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं।
खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए।
दुनिया
इनसे मिलने चाहे हमसे मिलने आए हैं। शांति सागर शांति वन में शांति लहर लहराए हैं। भाग्यवान हम भगवान हमसे मंगल मिलन मनाए हैं। भाग्यवान हम भगवान हमसे मंगल मिलन मनाए हैं।
प्यार के सागर पास में आकर बेहद प्यार लुटाए हैं। खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। खजाने ज्ञान के पाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं। खुशी के गीत गाए हैं, खुशी के गीत गाए हैं।
बहुत सुंदर,
very beautiful song. Keep singing such happy songs. Baba is making us dance in happiness always. We will now listen to good wishes of Sister Santosh. Then after that we will listen to Brother Karuna. Let us now listen to Sister Santosh. All the brothers and sisters, please keep seated. Like we said, those who haven't taken godly gift yet, after Murli class, before the breakfast, in the conference hall, you have to take godly gift. Now we will listen to Baba's blessings for today through Santosh Didi. Teachers will pay attention before, after Murli class, before breakfast, they have to go to the Dadi meeting hall. They will get toli. Now we will listen to most respected Santosh Didi ji, and after that we will listen to respected Karuna Bhai ji.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
आज हम बच्चों को प्यारे मीठे हम सभी के टुडे अस चिल्ड्रेन
बढ़ाने वाले जीदान देने वाले बाप दादा ने
टुडे बाप दादा
ज्ञान के बाण भरे बाबा जो चाहते हैं
गिव पॉइंट्स ऑफ नॉलेज टुडे बाबा वांट्स वी चिल्ड्रन टू ट्रांसफॉर्म इन अ सेकेंड बिकॉज द लास्ट पेपर वी विल गेट ओनली अ सेकेंड टू आंसर दैट इज व्हाई टाइम एंड अगेन बाबा रिमाइंड्स अस दैट वी tell the worldly people that sit in silence for a minute, but you have to practice in such a way that in a second you can be stabilized in your state of mind. In a second, whichever power you call, it should come, and that power should make you victorious. It should not be that you call one power and another power comes, then you cannot be victorious through that, you cannot achieve success through that. So Avyakt Bab Dada's inspiration for all of us children, because we always tell to everyone that if not now, then never. So Baba is also making this part firm for us that if not now, then never. Whatever you have to do, do it now, because you need to practice from a very longer duration. If we say right now it will be okay, in future we will attain that stage, but that won't be possible. So that is why Baba has given us the directions, the blessings that we have got from Baba, the slogan that we have received from Baba, that you children have to become past with honor. So you need to practice this in 1 second. In 1 second you have to achieve victory. So we need to underline this today, because we are Bab Dadas, we raise our hands with a lot of enthusiasm, but again and again we should have these visions in front of us that we have promised Baba, in front of Baba, we have raised our hands. We should revise it internally that we have promised it, Baba, and the more power will come within us. The worldly people also don't want to listen much, they want to experience now. So Baba says you have spread a lot of knowledge, but now they want to experience it. You children also think a lot, but you have to stay in that awareness. You just don't have to think about it, but you have to become stabilized in that awareness. You have to have that awareness of the beginning and of the eternal form. Through that awareness of our eternal and of the beginning, we should have awareness. Then only we can emerge those habits in our lives. So we have to pay attention to this, especially if not now, then never. Whatever you have to do, do it now. Whatever is Baba's faith in us, we only have to complete it. Baba's desires, we have to fulfill it. Baba is warning us about the time, and we are now seeing how critical the time is getting. So before time we have to reach, then only we will be able to become past with honor. For today's, a lot of congratulations to all of you for this special meeting with Abhyak Bab Dada. You all came to Baba's house. Baba decorated with you so much jewels of knowledge. Baba loves us so much. Baba does so much effort on us children. We have to return that love to Baba. So we all children will definitely become past with honor. Have this firm thought, determination in this, then definitely your words, your vision, your behavior, you will be able to transform. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Now I request most respected Karuna Bhaiji to share his inspirations with all of us. Most respected Karuna Bhaiji. ओम शांति.
आप सभी भाई बहनों ने,
यू ऑल ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स,
सिद्ध कर बताया,
इन फ्रंट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड यू हैव प्रूव्ड दैट गॉड हैज डिसेंडेड इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड ही इज डूइंग हिज वर्क एंड इज अबाउट टू फिनिश हिज वर्क. And this you all have already proved, because many times world think in such a way that in this time whatever is happening, there is only talks about destruction, but we Baba's children, some are celebrating their birthday, some are celebrating their golden jubilee, silver jubilee, platinum jubilee also they are celebrating. But I want to tell you all that December 15th is our Prajapita Brahma Baba's birth date. This also we will, our Brahma Baba will be worshipped and people will pray to him, people will do devotion. That also we are slowly seeing such things as well. So at current time, like sister also said, that nobody has interest to listen to the knowledge, but by seeing you all, they will experience that God has descended in this world and He is doing His work. So that is why whoever has reached Baba's house, they will go to the world through their face and through their actions. They will reveal Baba through their behavior. And you all have to pay attention to this, that this time Baba has also given the signal of the time that suddenly anything could happen. We all will be witness of that. We have to prepare ourselves for that, whether there is a natural calamity or a war. Suddenly something will happen, not just our country, in the whole world, all the countries, something or the else will definitely happen, and you will all witness that, and you will also say that what Baba told, now that is happening in front of us, you will experience this. We children at this time, through our face, there will not be any sorrow in our face. We will be very happy. People would say, now the Supreme Father has descended in this world. He has already completed His work. They will also say that they have finished His work. Through our face, we have to reveal that. Many, many thanks to all of you. With your efforts, you all came here and you had a meeting with Baba. Many, many, many thanks to all of you. Om Shanti. Now, in the end, our most respected Mrityunjay brother, your inner good wishes you will keep with all of us. Om Shanti. Now, everybody has to do dinner, so the voice is not coming. Om Shanti. Now I am able to listen to you. Om Shanti. We all have given promise to Baba that through self-transformation there would be world transformation. Baba has taught us and given spiritual sustenance for 89 years. We have taken sustenance of Supreme Father for 89 years. Baba has given us spiritual love, spiritual virtues, spiritual responsibilities. Baba taught us. Baba gave us knowledge. He gave us the blessings of knowledge. We have to become worship worthy, that Baba reminded us. Baba had made us experience this, and along with that, the soul world in one eye, Mukti, and in the other, liberation, golden age, that Baba has taught us. Baba is expecting from all of us. In 1 second, we have to become a soul. In a second, we have to become an angel. 1 second, we have to become God and goddesses, Diti. So the five sarup we have to practice within a second. So in 1 second, we have to transform, that Baba wants to see in all of us. We should be able to put full stop to the wasteful thoughts, wasteful churning, wasteful food, wasteful time. Whatever is going on waste, we should put a full stop, instant full stop to it, and always should have enthusiasm, happiness in our life. We should experience the flying stage always. In today also Baba said in the Murli, in this Murli was also previously also for Indore Bhopal group, and the same group is now again here. All the dadis were there. All the dadis were there in the video. So the transformation is so much. There is more time. There is no more time left. We need to quickly make transformation. It is the time to make transform. We have to have determination in our thoughts and then celebrate this day by transforming ourselves. So all the brothers and sisters who are sitting in front or in front of the television or sitting in abroad, everyone, whether in country or abroad, multi-million times, Baba also gave congratulations to all of you. So I also say multi-million times, I congratulate you, and the Maya world will go away. Om Shanti. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Now, 2 minutes, we will sit in Baba's remembrance.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया। हो, हो, बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया, हमारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया।
गफलत में आके जगाया आपने,
हम तो